Stage Dramas presents The Case of the Haunted Castle, dramatized from The Maker of Shadows, the fourth story in the new series, The Return of Ashton Wolfe, now being featured in the American Weekly. This new series of baffling mystery stories are written by H. Ashton Wolfe, former member of the Sûreté, the French secret police, and for many years, assistant to Dr. Bertillon, the founder of the famous system of criminal identification. If you are one of the millions of Americans who enjoy reading real good detective mysteries, you can't afford to miss the Return of Ashton Wolfe series. Begin next Sunday by ordering the Hearst Sunday newspaper that brings you at no extra cost the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world. And now for another exciting story, H. Ashton Wolfe, The Case of the Haunted Castle.
I shall tell you what I know about the Chateau de Catalan and the things that had happened there. Perhaps by going over it again, some sort of a motive for the killing will appear.
Yeah, then you are assuming, Levallois, that the series of deaths are the work of human beings.
But certainly. We first hear of strange happenings when the chateau was bought by a Greek shipping magnate who wanted solitude. His only companion was a fine big Newfoundland dog. He moved into the chateau, and a week later, his servants deserted in a body. Two nights later, the unfortunate Greek was found lying across the body of his dog. He had evidently shot it and then himself.
And the story runs that the dog's ghost patrols the gardens and guards a fortune in money and jewels which the Greek is supposed to have buried. Isn't that it?
So the tale runs, mademoiselle. Then the chateau passed to a dissolute nephew, a gambler, to whom they say the uncle had sent certain instructions regarding the hiding place of the money. One night, some fishermen passing near the shore heard horrible screams. And the next morning, the nephew was found with a broken neck at the foot of the tower. In his pocket was a notebook in which he jotted down a description of some fantastic phenomena, some ghostly apparition he'd seen. But these were so grotesque, we simply could not pay serious attention to them.
Bob Carter, the animal trainer, was the next man to spend a few days in that place in order to prove that the various happenings were merely accidental. Carter took along a big Siberian wolf that he had raised himself. It was quite tame, although a devil for fighting and trained to attack, if Bob ordered it to do so. He also took several other big dogs and a woolly gibbon monkey.
We shall never know now what happened, for Bob Carter was found dead, and we could find no wounds capable of causing death, although he was bruised badly from blundering about in the dark, apparently, crazed with fear. As for the dogs, some were found days later wandering about the countryside, half-starved. But the Siberian wolf had evidently fought some big savage beast, for it was dead and horribly mauled, as were also several of the large dogs.
And Carter had made some notes, and then he mentioned the terrible smell of brimstone and other things which invaded the house at midnight. So my theory of a poisonous gas has some justification. He heard diabolical laughter and saw luminous eyes wherever he looked. He had taken some candles along, but they would not burn, it would seem, for the last of his notes are almost illegible. And that brings us up to your fiancé, Mademoiselle Paquita, Peter Wells, who decided to spend the night in the same manner as Bob Carter. Well, he too kept notes. The first entries are clear enough. He mentions the eyes and the laughter also.
We have absolute proof, however, that Peter was alone when he died, for he had strewn a mixture of finely powdered gum along the walls and before the doors and windows. Even a mouse entering those rooms must have left the marks of its passage. But according to the police, who were first on the scene, there was nothing.
And that seems to be the extent of our progress. Real clues, we have none. And as for motive for these mysterious slayings, still nothing. If you will excuse us, Mademoiselle, we'll take a look at the haunted castle.
I will go with you. I want to help you. Peter must be the last to die.
So you were here ahead of us, Dr. Lebrun. You made a thorough examination and have been testing for poison, I see.
Yes, and making a careful examination, I discovered a tiny pinprick in the corner of the eyeball. Here, look at it yourself.
Yes, I see. The space around it is curiously discolored. How large these pupils are. They're enormous.
That's what gave me the clue to poisoning. I have tested and found traces of ferritin, although there is some other alkaloid mixed with it. Must be a new formula, as deadly and swift as the bite of a cobra.
Ferritin, of course, would tend to cause hallucinations, which would account for the strange sights and sounds the men recorded in their notes before they died.
Yes.
But wait, how on earth could anyone inject a poison into the corner of the eye of a strong, healthy man ready to put up a good fight?
Wait, Levallois. Your theory of the poison gas, the men all complained of it in their notes, maybe this gas rendered them unconscious first.
You are forgetting, Wolf, that this place was locked and bolted from the inside and absolutely impregnable. No secret passages, sliding panels, or secret doors. How could the killer get at his victim?
No, Wolf. You're on the wrong track altogether. Maybe, but I have a few ideas of my own. I'd like to test them. I'm going to spend the night alone in this room.
Oh, but you will be taking your life in your hands, just as the others did. But I could go with you myself, and we could have Voltaire and Lawson.
No. Too many men would frighten them.
While a woman would not. I shall go with you, Monsieur Wolf.
Now, Lavalois, hand me that package of candles. Thank you. Now those four big electric lanterns. Good. Now those two filter masks to cover our noses, to protect us from those fumes. Take one, mademoiselle, and have it ready for use.
I will. Don't worry.
Now, Francois, hand that package to me. Careful, that contains the papier-mâché mask of my face I made today. That is very important. All right. Very well, we're ready to go now. But don't forget, have your men posted and ready to close in fast when I fire the signals. Two shots, remember.
We'll be here. Au revoir. Good luck.
That was the cry of Carter's dead wolf.
Never mind. We only are 10 or 12 yards from the house now.
Here, it is in the mist. The ghost of the dead dog.
It's unbelievable, but... Yes, there goes the shadow of the youth and his phantom dog. Quick, here, let us get into the house. Now then, up those stairs to the room above. That is where we will take up the death watch.
I had no idea it was going to be so bad. This house reeks of death and madness.
Those things we saw outside, mademoiselle, were delusions and no more dangerous than a picture on a screen. Oh. Although I admit they had me going too.
That's no delusion. Poor Peter's story was true. It's the last that drove them all mad.
Come on, don't delay. Let's get up those stairs. There. Now we're safe behind locked doors, at least for a while. Let's light our candles and save these electric torches. We might need them later.
All right. Here they are already.
Here are the matches. There. That's better. We'll have plenty of light from these candles.
Yes.
Look here. I've brought a little surprise for the ghost. You see these?
Yes, Willie. And the picture.
Yes, we'll see what effect they will have on the ghost. Evil spirits won't mind it. But evil spirits sometimes have more material service.
Listen. Do you hear that, Chris?
Yes. And I can smell something, too. Quick, it's the poison gas. Yes. It started already. Put on that mask, filter over your nose. Breathe through that.
Look. The candles are going out. They cannot burn in the air. Oh, I'm beginning to feel dizzy.
I'll switch on my electric torch and open the shutter on the window. Wait. There. This will give us some more air.
Look! Look, the eyes! The terrible green eyes! I had no idea it was going to be like this. Soon I shall go mad. I can't stand it. If only that laughter would stop. Oh, there's something utterly evil here. Something not of this world.
Listen, mademoiselle. There's someone coming up those stairs. The big moment has arrived. I'm going to set my trap. Now listen. Get a hold of yourself. I need your help.
Oh.
I'm going to take this mask and raise it on the level with that peephole in the door. Then I'll take these scissors in my right hand. When you see me do that, scream loudly.
All right. I'll watch you.
Mademoiselle, if someone is turning the handle, perhaps it's someone coming to help us. I'm going to look through the peephole in the door here. There is probably light enough outside to see. I'm glad to hear that. I was afraid I had caught the laughter with this fellow. He is the man that murdered your sweetheart and the others, too. Look.
What does it mean?
Look. You see this? A needle, sharp cactus thorn is embedded in the corner of one eye in this mask. That's how the murders were committed.
Ooh.
The point of the thorn is poisoned. No one thought of that because the thorn was always pulled back and out through the peephole by means of that thread. After I cut the thread with the scissors, I fired one of my cylinders of tear gas that caught this fellow full in the face. Then I knocked him out with the butt end of my gun. Now I will try to get the other fellow. He should be right outside. I am going to stick this tear gas pistol through the shutters. Wait.
Ah, you see, mademoiselle, I was right. That must have hit him full in the face. Our work is done. Come, let's see what has happened to the laugh maker. But first, I must signal Lavalois.
Oh, thank heaven, De Buffet. When we heard Patricia scream, we thought it was the end.
You had better have one of your men go upstairs to get the murderer. Yes. Now I have something else to show you.
Huh?
Follow the beam of my flashlight. There. You see, that man on the ground is the laugh maker.
Yes, yes.
You see that long, carved wooden horn with a large mouthpiece at one end and a wooden funnel at the other?
Yes.
That is the phalanges phalo, a bit of Malay magic. You see, no one has been able to explain it. It works by amplifying sound vibration. Now, take a good look at that man. Do you recognize him?
Why, it's that Lascar sailor, the one who hangs out with the waterfront gang, led by that club-footed Chinese Yat Kun. We have always suspected them of smuggling. We have never been able to catch the man. He's still alive.
Perhaps he will talk.
Tunnel.
You hear that? After the original tunnel had been filled up by the revenue people, this gang constructed another one under the coach house.
Yes.
No wonder we found nothing in the chateau walls that explained hidden passages.
Yes. At last, we had the motive for the horrors that had happened at the chateau. After years of security in which they used this place as a hideout and headquarters for their smuggling activities, naturally they would not allow the place to be occupied by strangers.
But how did they make those ghosts of animals in the eyes?
Very simple, mademoiselle. A concealed moving picture projector casts its moving images on a curtain of vapor, which was forced through pipes hidden in the ground. Very clever device. As for the eyes, when that Lascar sailor climbed up the window to make the laugh we heard, that ridiculous laugh, he carried on his back a device for spraying sulfur fumes mixed with some other poison. The glow from the tubes caused by the little electric bulbs created the illusion of the eyes. Mon Dieu, now that that's over, what we need now is food, drink, and rest.
You have just heard The Case of the Haunted Castle by the celebrated author H. Ashton Wolfe, former member of the Sûreté, the French secret police. The complete story of The Case of the Haunted Castle will be featured under the title The Maker of Shadows in next Sunday's issue of The American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.